You're listening to another episode of the Creative Pivot Podcast, and I am your host, Heather Johnston. This is one of several episodes this season where I will be sharing some of the questions that I asked myself as I was going through my creative pivot, and it's led to a lot of the things that I use with my coaching clients to help them get to that next best step for them, to move towards what that thing may be. Even if right now, all you know is that where you are is not where you want to be, that there is something else for you, something more, and you just need to tap into it. So this season is really all about leaning into not just sharing stories to inspire, but also sharing those tools, those questions that I used in my own life. It's what led me from a place of burnout to pivot into leaning all into coaching and consulting women who are on the brink of making this change and just figuring out what that looks like, creating that action plan, creating accountability plan to move yourself forward. And my story begins a few years ago when I hit my catalyst point for making my creative pivot. And I've talked about it here on the podcast before, but it was where I had basically, I froze and I fled. I sat in my car about to head into my day job, a job where I loved the people I worked with. I was doing interesting work, but I was burnt out to a point that I was not recognizing it. And because I was not recognizing it, or at least acknowledging the level that it was impacting my health, my sleep, just my relationships, my body decided to not allow me to leave the car that morning. It decided to tell me, you need a break and you're not getting out of this vehicle. I can't describe the feeling. I've never felt like that before where I was completely frozen. It probably was similar to a panic attack, but I've never had an anxiety kind of attack at that level before. All I knew was that I could get home. That was the only feeling. I got home, I let my boss know what was going on, and I took a mental health day. That day, and reflecting on that day, led to looking at how I could live my life in a different way. What did my job mean? Did I need to work full time? Maybe I could work part time. What did a flexible schedule look like? This was pre-COVID, so there was no like everyone working from home. That may have led to a place where I felt like I could have stayed in the job a little bit more. However, it led me to having conversations with my manager at the time and realizing that I needed to resign and step away. And so I did, from an organization that was doing great work. I loved the work. I loved the mentoring I was doing with my team. I loved the relationships we were building. And what I had to realize is that I love the people. I love the development of the people. I love the engagement and getting people engaged, but I was putting so much into the engagement of others that I was not putting enough energy into keeping myself engaged, keeping myself healthy and in a good state of mind. But reflecting on all of that allowed me to really see, what work do I enjoy doing? If I could give up all the other things that I was really good at, my zone of excellence, as Gay Hendricks talks about in The Big Leap, and lean into my zone of genius, what is that zone of genius? And the zone of genius is the work that I'm doing now. It's the creating space for coaching clients to be able to ask yourself the questions that are rattling around in your head and leave yourself the space for actually answering them, for moving forward with plans for how can I make a plan and then keep myself accountable for that plan, to move out of a place of overwhelm to a place of possibility. And I referred to the process I went through of basically moving from pause to possibility, that creative pivot. I was frozen. I was doing the work. I was doing everything that was expected of me, but it wasn't for me. It was always for others. And I think many of you might be able to recognize that pattern, maybe in the work that you do for yourselves. Because every time you say yes for a request from someone else, it's usually that you're saying no to something that really you might need to do for yourself. And it's okay to say no and to say yes for yourself. And I had to get over this idea that this was a very selfish act that I was making. I had to think about the impact I was making on my family. And those might be some of the things that you need to think about as well. But I had to ask myself if I trusted myself. And this is a question I come back to on a regular basis, almost every day. When I'm making a decision about what next thing should I do? Who am I choosing to work with? Who am I interviewing on the podcast? What conversations am I having? Where am I putting my energy out there? Do I trust myself to make the right decision for me, for my relationships, for my family? And at the start of this, I didn't trust myself. I thought I was just having an anxiety attack, nervous breakdown. What was I doing? I was just going to get another job. I'm not an entrepreneur. That's not within my, you know, DNA, whatever that means. It doesn't look like me. But as I got more and more into the question of, do I trust myself? The answer was yes. If I really listen to what I know is true, to the work that I've done, to the schooling that I've gotten, the education, the experience, the training, the coaching, the relationships that I've built, the connections that I'm able to make, the collaborations that I choose to do, the community that I want to build. I trust myself that every next little tiny step is a step in the right direction. And that's what I would like you to get to that point. So I want you to ask yourself, do I trust myself to make the next right decision for me? Taking other feelings, other people's issues and things out of the equation, do I trust myself to make the next right decision for me? And then, does that decision fit within what I'm comfortable with doing? Because making the decision is not the action of actually following through that decision. You might decide years ago that you're going to quit your job. The actual quitting and moving forward is the action that you need to take. If you make a decision and you don't take the action, that shows there's a lack of trust in whether you are making the decision that feels right for you. And the other question, if you feel that you're in the same place, this overwhelmed, this needing to leave, this like, it doesn't feel right, I don't know, is to quiet yourself and ask, is this true? And what I mean by that is, are you telling yourself a story that is based on feeling, or is it a story based on fact? If it's a feeling story, you have to try to remove the feelings and ask yourself to look at it from a neutral standpoint. This is a thing that takes practice. And what I mean is there fear coming up? Is there love coming up? Is there feelings of needing to do something for someone else? Is there jealousy coming up? Is there feelings of selfishness or selflessness coming up? Are you able to remove those from the question and say, is this true? And this comes from the, do I trust myself? If you don't, is that true? What has happened in the past to prove that you can trust yourself? Where have you gone with what your intuition is telling you is the next thing to do? Where has it succeeded? What about that experience led to this success? Your defined success, not anyone else's definition. If it didn't come to the realization of what you were expecting, what about it? Was there a point where you weren't listening to yourself? Was there a point when you didn't trust yourself and you made a decision based on fear? That is what I want you to think about as you go through this creative process. So if you're feeling completely overwhelmed right now, I want you to just concentrate on those ideas of, do I trust myself? And is the story that I tell in my head when I ask that question, is it true? Is it based on feelings or is it based on facts? That's where I want you to start for now. I hope you love these episodes of The Creative Pivot. Please subscribe to the podcast. Leave a review. If you have a friend that you feel would benefit from these episodes, please share them. I would love to get feedback from you. Always feel free to email me at hello@thecreativepivot.com. You also can follow me on Instagram @thecreativepivot. All the links will be in the show notes. If you're looking to work with a coach, if you feel overwhelmed, if you're feeling that the burnout is getting too much, if you ask yourself, do I trust myself? And the feelings that come up or the things that you're hearing in your head, you're not really sure where to go with that, let's set up a free consultation. You can go to my website at thecreativepivot.com, click the link, and get a free meeting all set up. And we can talk about what that means to you.